Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. I actually now have a full recording of the Talk to Me song, including all the lyrics, out on YouTube, which I posted, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago. I actually had AI recreate the music for me. It's not the song I use, the tune I use, which is ba da 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 da. It's a different tune, but it was quite good. I was very impressed with what AI did. Anyway, my podcast, as always, is sponsored by two sponsors. The first is Danny and the Corporate Ladder, a novel about a good guy. Shockingly, it was written during the COVID crisis. I unearthed the copy of the original version of Danny and the Corporate Ladder and realized that I wanted to recreate that book, but I wanted to break it into two pieces, and so I actually am finishing up. I have it done. I just haven't finalized everything. The second part of the Danny and the Corporate Ladder series, which is the story of a fish, but this is the story of a nice guy. Anyway, Danny and the Corporate Ladder is available now as an ebook, as an audiobook, and as a paperback, anywhere you get books. Thank you very much. Other sponsor is Creative Technology and Innovation, an organization devoted to, well, originally the Society of Dead Teachers, and proposing and purporting and actually supporting the concept of helping educators move through burnout, move into the phase of innovation. Education is not an easy job. Being a teacher is a very difficult job. You do not have the control that a parent has, but at the same time, you're often expected to do a lot of what parents do. The name for teacher, or the phraseology that people often use for teachers, is in loco parentis, which means in lieu of the parents. But you aren't the parent. And there is a very difficult line that you, as a teacher, have to follow. Anyway, Creative Technology and Innovation, sponsor of our podcast. Today, and the reason for the educational bent of the particular podcast is I'm putting out my LinkedIn article, and this week's article is focused, as last week's was, on the concept of learning. One of the things that often happens is people know I'm a former teacher, and they reach out to me. They say, Scott, you know, how do you quickly get up to speed? I want to know how to learn a new technology. And I usually tell them, well, I always tell them the same thing, which is, you know, here's a learning model you can use. And the learning model was designed by myself after, I think, like my first month of teaching. I think I put this thing together. I started writing it down, as it were. And the concept is awareness, understanding, refine, apply. I wanted a simple acronym-based, simple system, but ended up getting what I have, right? A-U-R-A. A-U-R-A. So the A-U-R-A, or Aura system, is designed to help people, you know, progress through learning. And as I moved out of education, I stopped teaching and moved into IT, I began to realize that, you know, people needed more support, more guidance, more help in picking up and learning and mastering new skills. And then, many years later, I was introduced to the phenomenal work of former U.S. Air Force Colonel John Boyd. John Boyd, famously, was a jet fighter. He was called the 62nd Man. Nobody could beat him in a dogfight. He also is famous for having redesigned a jet fighter so that it would be more flexible in what the pilot could and couldn't do. That fighter plane was actually built and released. John Boyd was a brilliant man. And part of what John Boyd created is a concept for decision-making called OODA loops, O-O-D-A, loops. It stands for observe, orient, decide, act. Very simple four-step process, ergo my having a four-step learning framework, but I had the learning framework before I learned about OODA loops. But part of the OODA loops and why I'm bringing them up today is that when you look at the educational framework I passed, you know, gave everybody for free, part of that is utilizing feedback loops. And what I've always told people is, you know, while you're going through awareness, or at least what I've told people for the last 10 years after being introduced to the OODA loop process, is, you know, once you start the process, right? Once you start the process, awareness, don't do any feedback loops in awareness. But in awareness, build the feedback loops that you're going to use later. And a feedback loop is quite simply, you know, information that doesn't seem right. So one of the things, one of the examples I always use is the concept of history, right? We are taught history. You know, if you look at your school career, you know, you're taught history in the primary grades, and then in middle school, and then in high school, and then in college. And each time there's an iterative process because the history isn't changed. It isn't suddenly new, different, and not the same. It is actually a process, a procedure. It is evolving. Our understanding of what historically happened changes, right? So we begin to start looking at broader things. Sometimes that is a political bent, right? If you look at the 1880s in the United States, the post-Civil War Reconstruction period was just coming to an end, and people began to rewrite the Civil War. The Civil War was no longer the Civil War. It was the War for States' Rights, which was a totally different kind of war, because if you look at the secession documents, that is, the documents published by the 13 states that left the United States and formed the Confederacy, not a single one of them mentioned states' rights in the sense that that is the reason they're mad. They all mentioned slavery. So it's kind of this reality, right? Well, in 1880, they began to change that and made it the War for States' Rights instead of the Civil War, right? That's a change. And so, you know, you're taught something and then you have to unlearn it, right? Then that's the feedback loop, unlearning, right? And that's part of it. The other side of this is, you know, because it's a four-phase model, the beauty of it is, if you get all the way to refine and realize, I don't know this well enough to keep moving forward, you can always reset back to awareness, right? That's also a feedback loop. That's a process loop that says, if I don't get it in what I'm refining, then I'm going to go back and start over. I'm going back to the concept of awareness because my goal is to learn the power of what I'm doing. My goal is to learn how much I can learn, but also I want to learn the right things. Now, all of this is interesting and you know, is something to truly consider as you kind of go forward, right? So the four phases of the process: awareness, understanding, refinement, and then, of course, apply. In each of those phases, you begin to do other things, right? So in awareness, I talked about doing feedback loops. As you move into understanding and beginning to bring all of this data in and begin to recalibrate it so that it comes out of your mouth as your words, you continue to do feedback loops, right? You continue to loop back into that data. You always want to verify that your information is correct. It means that you begin to discard some sources because they don't produce known good data, right? So you begin to look for, give me a source that does known good data, and you begin to utilize that source. So, and I built out, obviously, the first week, you know, the concept of an AI learning model, and I want to refine that AI learning model just a little bit for everybody. And this is not a model for AI to learn. This is a model for you to learn about AI. So the first thing, as I've mentioned before, and I'm going to change my original concept, is you have the concept of utilizing podcasts. And I recommend two for the understanding phase. The first is AI for Humans. I truly believe AI for Humans is one of the best, funniest podcasts out there. It's a great toolkit to have. So I highly recommend AI for Humans in the awareness stage. I would continue listening to AI for Humans all the way through the process because you're going to learn something every week, and they are quite funny. The other one which I had originally introduced to understand, I'm now moving down to awareness, is last week in AI. Again, another podcast focused on two people talking, but again, it's the other side, right? So where AI for humans is intended in many cases to be funny and a great look at AI, last week in AI really looks at the news and what's out there, but they take two distinctly different viewpoints often to that news, and they talk about it. They discuss it. So those are the two big processes. Once you get to understanding, then you want to begin to do more than simply, you know, listen to podcasts, although there's another podcast I would put into there are two more podcasts that I would put into understanding. The first is Me, Myself, and AI, which weekly takes what I think to be powerful look at how AI is being used in a specific company, right? So they bring on the AI person from a company and they say, how are you using AI today, right? So that's Me, Myself, and AI. Again, we're in the understanding phase. The other part of understanding, I would highly recommend the Super Data Podcast. The Super Data Podcast is an amazing podcast. The author or creator of the series is quite good, but he goes deep dive in depth in interviews and discussions around a specific area within the concept of data science. Anyway, that gets you into understanding. And remember, in understanding, you know, your feedback loops are always going back and adding more, right? So you're continuously listening to those first two podcasts, AI for Humans and This Week in AI, and you're adding the new podcast, right? Me, Myself, and AI, and Super Data Scientist, and as well, other sources, other pieces of material, other things. So anyway, I apologize for the, again, long, passionate ramble, but teaching people and educating people is a longtime passion of mine and something I've been doing for many, many years. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week.